This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
And they've checked back in with you, Dave.
Who, numbnuts?
Yeah.
Numbnuts check back in?
Yes, they did. Xavier.
I never even said Xavier earlier in the.
It was like, who was saying that? And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't hear it.
I didn't mention him, and I don't know if you did, but I think they thought it was you. So you just threw in a little extra emphasis on Xavier.
A little bit. Throw the gas on the fire.
They were listening.
Apparently somebody who's listening went to Xavier. So... Yeah, enjoy. I think that's in Ohio, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're right, yeah. So there you go. The tournament continues right now, and Lefko's completely checked out because his team is losing 35-34 early in the second half right now.
I mean, I wish I could check out. I have to be locked in.
Are you having a hard time holding still?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I saw you in the sports pit that day,
to be pacing around right now.
Yeah, you were pacing. You would get on the chair, then you'd get off the chair. He'd be on his knees on the chair, talking to the TV, you're just muttering to nobody in particular.
I tried to get Mike to switch it over to Gonzaga and Grand Canyon, but
he's not. That's not going to happen.
No chance.
That's not going to happen.
Chance. The Lopes. The Grand Canyon Lopes.
We've got Mean Text coming up at 5:45 today, so you still have a bit of time to get in your creative Mean Text. 866-979-3776, powered by Mac and Jack's Brewing Company, so stay tuned for that. But just taking a look at the Seahawks, it feels like, I don't know in terms of number of transactions, if this is the most active start to an offseason that they've had. It feels that way, though. It feels more active than they have been. And maybe it's just more notable names have been going back and forth in terms of players leaving early, you know, whether they release Quentin Jefferson, they release, Puna Ford is out there. It doesn't appear that they're bringing him back. Shelby Harris, but then they re-signed Geno, they re-signed Drew Locke, they signed, Devin Bush is the latest. Julian Love is the latest. It just feels like they've been much more active. I don't know if it's accurate in terms of numbers, but it feels that way.
It sure feels that way, when you're talking about filling spots. I mean, we're sitting there going, what do they do about linebacker? Well, they bring a guy in. And then also the signing of Julian Love, I think, well, there's some, insurance there. I mean, you just signed Ryan Neal. So really you have him and Julian Love and Jamal Adams to go along with Quandre Diggs. But I think it also indicates that you're going to have a lot more safeties, more safety play. Mm-hmm. That, like, you'll have those guys in there. Maybe they'll go to like a two linebacker type of situation. So, and they did get one in Devin Bush. But I feel like right now that Draymond Jones is going to be the premier signing that they have. And then the rest of it they're going to take care of through the draft. And then, they always find a way to get different guys off of. Remember when they signed Carlos Hyde a few years ago and it was like 2 or 3 weeks before camp started? Mm-hmm. It was almost like for a body. So, but I have to say, I mean, look, it's not like, they got Geno done, they got Drew done. So that's part of it. That's part of the free agent. So you should count that. And then, the next, I guess, most important thing is, I would put him ahead of Drew Locke. He's the backup quarterback. But Draymond Jones, feel like that's a guy who probably the most pressure is on. If you're a Seahawk fan, you're like, okay, this is the guy they signed first. This is the guy that they spent the most money on. And he's the one that needs to perform. Like, there's actually really, how you felt about Uchenna Nwosu last year. It was kind of like, okay, kind of like Devin Bush. It wasn't a ton of money, but it was like, this guy's played pretty well, we hope. But with Draymond Jones and the way that, what they have at as far as releasing Shelby Harris, maybe letting Puna Ford go, him and Jaron Reed. I mean, I don't know. I put him a little bit ahead of Jaron Reed, Draymond Jones, because he's younger and he's got a lot of upside, and he's probably going to be the one premier guy as far as free agency goes.
The Julian Love signing, and you just hit on it, but do you think it means anything to Jamal in the way of the future? I see people on Twitter and on text, well, they got to cut Jamal now. I'm thinking, well, his salary is way too punitive. If you just look, I'm just looking at Spotrac, his cap hit this year is $18,110,000. His dead cap number this year is $23,890,000. I don't know how they could make that move. I don't know if, you know, I mean, you're eating a lot of money if you were to release him.
Well, but if they do that, I mean, they seem to always find some way to give the guy some cash up front and whatever and somehow mitigate the cap hit or something. But I don't see that happening, though. I feel like they like Jamal. He's had legitimate injuries. These aren't, you know, and then he even played hurt. I mean, he needed surgery on his shoulder that first year.
Yeah, didn't he have it in a harness?
He was playing in a harness. And yeah, and there was a couple of plays he didn't make where he was supposed to raise that arm to knock a ball away, and he couldn't, you know, it was like basically attached to his ribs. So, and then, you know, remember that year he also had a finger. Remember there was that picture he put on the internet?
After the surgery, getting finger, the surgery.
Yeah. But it was like laid open. And it was like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, and that's where you see a scar and you think, oh, that's not a very big scar. But look at what they do to your body. Like they splayed his entire finger. It was just like.
Well, didn't he break his finger early in camp this year? I don't know. I don't think it was the same one. I think he walked past us and he was like,
"Oh yeah," and he was shaking
really upset.
His head.
And then he had a cat. Yeah, he had some hand finger injury. Yeah. I think it was a different finger. But yeah, I mean, he's had some terrible luck. It's not. Again, I always differentiate between the guy you see kind of holding the back of the hamstring or holding the calf, the soft tissue injury guys that are always like, you talk about him like track guy. I'm not 100%. I mean, he's got legit tears and breaks, and not that it makes it better, but it's not about toughness. It's not about, oh, he's not playing through something. I mean, you just talked about it. He was out there with a shoulder that was completely jacked up that needed to be operated on to the point he had it strapped to his side.
And the finger.
Yeah. And he couldn't even reach with that arm. So, you know, but he's out there diving headfirst into the pile and trying to make tackles and everything. So it's just... I feel bad for him. I know there are a lot of people like, he stinks. He's not terrible. He's an incredible player, and he was durable before he got here. This is just it's turned out poorly. I understand. I'm not trying to make the case that past his first year, it's been great because it hasn't.
Yeah, because he's only missed two games before coming to Seattle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he ended up missing four.
In his first year, he was fantastic here. He was, you know, you always hear about, well, guys don't really pop on tape. I don't really hear their name called. I felt like you saw him on every play, whether he made the play or not. He was around the ball. He was a heat-seeking missile coming into the pile. He was just the guy is a difference maker. And then for whatever reason, the next year, they used him in an odd way, not just him. He was part of a really weird year for the defense.
In 21.
Where everybody, I would say everybody was impacted in a negative way if you're looking at their stats and their impact. Carlos Dunlap, Puna Ford, him, everybody, it was just the – weirdest approach to their defense that year, and then last year he gets hurt first
right game. Away. Yeah, well, and you know, referencing the weird year, like, and Bobby played kind of differently.
Everybody
too.
Did. It was just weird.
Yeah, it was very strange. Like, I was trying to figure out, what are they doing with Bobby? Why is he like backing up? Is he like the, you know, safety or something? That's, you know, in case somebody comes out of the pile. Yeah, it was very, very strange. And you know, and the other thing about it, Bob, is that it's not just on the field, like it's at practice. So in 2020, when he got here, they were limiting who could go out there because of the pandemic and everything. And I was like, if you didn't know who he was, I've said this a couple of times, but if you didn't know who he was, you would go, who's that guy right there, number 33, running around? I mean, it was ridiculous how fast he is, how hard he plays. And, you know, and then you saw it happen. It played out in the games, the very first game against Atlanta. It was just all over the place. So, yeah, I really, really don't. I mean, any criticism of him, and there's a couple people in town that have played, and I've had debates with them over it that, I mean, I'm sorry. I know that it was a bad look when he's in Pittsburgh in 2021 and the ball bounces off of his face mask because everybody's like, oh, he can't catch. He's got terrible hands and things like that. And, you know, and I guess he's dropped a couple, but I just think he needs to be up on the line of scrimmage. And maybe that's what, you know, that they're, as far as the linebackers that they signed, you know, the linebacker, and, you know, you, with him and Jordan Brooks, maybe that's it. You know, you got John Rattigan as a backup. You've got Nick Ballore as a backup. But maybe they only, you know, run two linebackers out there and use a lot of safeties. They just signed Julian Love. But I don't, you know, I think you asked earlier, Bob, I don't think that means anything. That doesn't have anything to do with Jamal Adams other than – if he does get hurt, you know, at least you have him and Ryan Neal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be, you know, any attachment to Jamal Adams is in case he gets hurt, not because he can't play.
Right.
That dude can play.
Yeah, those are the two things that to me are not up for debate. A, is he a good football player? To me, there's no question. There's no question about it. If you're somebody who says, hey, and Pete and John we trust, then you got to trust what they saw when they decided to trade for him and then sign him to the extension they did. Do they all of a sudden not know a good football player now? They don't understand talent? I mean, it hasn't worked out because of the injuries. You know, if you want to say, hey, they paid too much for a safety, okay, that's fair. If that's your position, that's fine. But the two things you can't debate are his ability as a football player and his desire, his want to. I mean, he loves football. He's a bust his butt worker. I mean, there's nothing you can question about his work ethic. So, yeah, maybe it won't work out, and we'll look back on it and go, man, that just didn't work. He just couldn't stay healthy. It just turned into a bad deal overall because he just was never available. Okay, but, yeah, for those, oh, he stinks. He's, you know, he got paid, and now he doesn't care. He's lazy, blah, blah. You started seeing some of that going, I don't know what you're looking at, man.
It's funny what people pay attention to, and then, you know. But, I mean, look, that's just the texters. Texters are all idiots, and they're high. By the way, mean texts at 5:45.
Are you trying to make it all about what, you, Dave, what? So they'll all attack you?
I'm sorry. I didn't really mean that. But
they're all high.
But, yeah, I mean, I felt bad for him. He really is. I mean, and you got to love him. I don't know if anybody's heard his press conferences or his interviews, but I mean, he's just he talks like he plays. I mean, he's just very engaged. He's a really good guy. He's always focused. He's always got a smile on his face, and he's just happy to be there. He loves football. I mean, that's the thing. You know, there's always a question mark about that. Do you like being a football player, or do you actually love playing the game? And that's Jamal Adams.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. It just when I saw the dollar amount for Julian Love, I was like, all right, this isn't that 1 year flyer. I mean, Devin Bush, you look at it and go, okay, it's 1 year. It's a 1 year deal. What'd we say? $4 million, I think, is the
something
number.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's one you go, okay, if it didn't work, yeah, bummer. You want it to work, but that doesn't represent this huge investment. And not that $12 million is a huge investment, but it's over 2 years. It's a bigger commitment. It's bigger than what we've seen, you know, right, with some of these other moves. So, yeah, that one I saw, that caught my eye going, okay, well, so what's the intention here? That's not a flyer. You're not taking a flyer on a guy there. There's a level of belief in that financial commitment in the 2 year deal. So we'll see. Is there a move they've made that you don't like? The one that I was curious, it's not that I don't like it. I'm going to be curious to see how Jaron Reed fits. It was a different defense they were running when he was here before, when he had his 10.5 sacks and he had all that success. I don't know what they were running in Green Bay and Kansas City and how that differs from what's going on here now. But he didn't have the numbers in either of those two cities that he had here.
Right.
And why that is, I'm not sure.
But and they played differently then. So, yeah, to your point.
Yeah, so does he fit this 3-4 with 4-3 concept thing, you know, or what did KJ call it, a 3-4 with a stick front or something like that?
Yeah, that had to do with basically like the old bear front where it's like just in general you put three linemen on the inside, one on the center and two on the guards, but it's more the outside shade of the guard. Anyway, we'll see how he plays in that. I mean, look, I think a lot of defensive linemen would answer that question the way that linebackers answer it. Like, do you like 3-4, 4-3? Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, for the most part, I played in a 3-4 in college, was the most productive I've ever been in my life. But, you know, I got to the NFL, same thing. And that's kind of how I got my career started, playing the 3-4. And then we went to 4-3. Okay, fine. I'll go to middle linebacker. It doesn't really. And so for some of those guys, it's physically. Draymond Green, I'm trying to think. What is he, like 285? I want to say. I forget
Draymond
his
Jones.
Numbers. I'm sorry, Draymond Jones. I think he's like a 280, 285.
Yeah, I think he's listening at 281 or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not everything, you know, and we were talking about, okay, you've got to have size there. Yeah, there is something to that, but if a guy is like a John Randall, no, I shouldn't compare it to him because that's pretty lofty, but still, right, if you play the way Draymond Jones does, and he does. He takes on tackles and doesn't really have any problem with them. I mean, he gets blocked, obviously, just like everybody else, but I don't think that that's anything that's a problem. So I'm wondering if, you know, if you ask a guy like Jaron Reed, how big of a deal is that? They're like, eh, you know. But everybody's different, you know. Like, yeah. We've asked guys about, what about changing from one side to the other? There are some guys like the tackle in Philadelphia, the kid from Woodinville, who was like, it's like writing left-handed.
Yeah. Versus,
and then others are like, eh, no big deal, like Damian Lewis told us.
But then he kind of felt like, yeah, it was a bigger deal than he gave it.
I thought he looked a lot better at right guard, that's for sure. Yeah, so, it's just really up to each player. I mean, Mark Schlereth will tell us he thought that was a big deal moving from one side to the other. But yeah, it just depends. I don't think it's as big of a deal as maybe we have talked or portrayed it.
Now, we touched on this briefly yesterday, but when John broke the news that they re-signed Drew Lock, and obviously they've re-signed Geno Smith, you've got your two quarterbacks back from last season. Does that take them out of the running for a quarterback in this draft? They're still sitting there at five. There's still going to be a quarterback available, you would assume, unless somebody trades up with the Cardinals.
How shocked would you be? How shocked would you be if they took Anthony Richardson? Or, I mean, we've talked about it all year.
We shouldn't be shocked by anything they do.
No. But, you know, and we've also talked about they've gained the trust now of they pretty much know what they're doing at quarterback, it seems, anyway. So I just think that would be a weird
move. Expect it. But I guess I can't say I'd be, whoa, where did that come from? If I had to, like, if we were placing bets in the odds, you know, I think those would be longer odds than them going with a defensive player, a defensive tackle there. But it doesn't, you know, the contracts, again, it's a one-year commitment to Drew Lock. They can get out of Geno's deal after one season if it goes the wrong way. So it's not like, hey, we just signed a Kyler Murray deal, or we just signed a huge deal that these other quarterbacks have, where you're locked in and you've got all this money coming to them. They're in a good position in that sense if they want to invest in a young guy who they feel like is going to be the future.
At the five pick, though? I mean, because
if they believe in him, I mean, we're with them, right? I mean, if they say, we love Richardson, or we love Levis, or whoever it is, whoever it could be, we might sit here and scratch our head and go, really?
Well, because then you talked about the scenario where you get rid of Geno after 1 year and it doesn't really cost you that much.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's going to be – so that'll be the rookie's second year. Who's going to be, like, his mentor? Drew Lock's deal was
– 1 year.
1 year deal, too. Well, okay, maybe that's the case, because I was thinking, okay, now you got Drew Lock to be the sort of mentor of the guy when Drew Lock hasn't really done it himself. Anyway, yeah, I don't – I guess I would be very shocked.
Would that be the most shocking thing, them taking a quarterback at five?
Well, no, just because they've always done things that have been so opposite of what we thought.
I'm so hesitant to ever try to predict what they're going to do.
Well, last year was pretty, you know, it wasn't like too crazy what they did. Did they do anything? I mean, the one thing they got heat for was taking a running back in the second round.
That early, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as Charles Cross, everybody knew that was, I think... That kind of lived up to the mock drafts, if I recall. I think there were a lot of mock drafts that had them going with him.
Mm.
So that was kind of stunning in that they kind of went with what everybody thought they might do. So that in and of itself was surprising, because they typically don't.
Well, and think about this. You know, they've got some later round draft choices, second, third, fourth. Think about all the rookies that they got last year and that they started. I mean, Abraham Lucas, I thought, okay, he's a third rounder. I don't see him as a starter. I get that Charles Cross, he's going to be plugged in. Abraham Lucas went the whole year. Did he miss one game, I think?
Yeah, I think he got dinged up. But, I mean, those two were great. Those two were great acquisitions and great contributors to what we saw last year.
And just think about how much better they're going to get this year.
Yeah, with a year under their belt. I mean, that's huge. I mean, we can sit there and relive it, but Tariq Woolen and Kobe Bryant and Kem Walker, I mean, you got so much from that rookie class. And I just think it feels like they've got even more possibilities out there for competition that Pete loves, all these spots for competition. I don't think you bring in anybody, you know, is Devin Bush automatically the starter if they draft a linebacker with their 20th pick?
Yeah.
Or they draft a linebacker in the second round. They're going to be in the thick of the competition. I mean, it doesn't mean they'll win it, but I don't know. I feel like there's more than ever, there's just a ton of opportunity for the young guys, whereas so many years we looked at it going, well, where are they going to play? I mean, you got Sherm, you got this guy, you got that guy, you got this. You had so many entrenched starters there that you're like, you're not getting rid of Bobby. You're not getting rid of Cager. You're not getting rid of Russ. You're not getting – everybody had their spots. So yeah. there weren't really those – that many battles to be had. Now it feels like, yeah, this could be another huge year for the rookies.
Yeah. By the way, Lucas missed the Jets game.
Okay.
Second to last game. Anyway, so
boy, yeah, I mean, soft. Jeez. I had to say, coming up with Wyman and Bob, this is Seattle Sports on 710.
Wyman and Bob.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Tell you what, this Purdue game has got everybody on the edge of their seat, Dave.
I wonder if Stecker is worried a little bit about his Gonzaga.
They're up at the half, right? Isn't Gonzaga up at the half?
Well, I thought it was.
Yeah, they're up 40-36.
Yeah, I'm probably worried about that.
And right now, the one seed Purdue is trailing the 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson here. So we'll keep our eye on this one. But it's 51-50 right now with, 8:19 to go. I think Purdue's going to pull it out, Dave.
Yeah, they will. But like Mike said, it's going to have to be painful.
It's going to be one of those painful wins.
Yeah, exactly. Or a bad win, as he likes to say.
Would this not be a bad win at this point? you've
changed.
One thing we've learned here is that they are not good at shooting the threes, because Purdue has got wide open threes. Everybody's collapsing on Edie, and they're literally getting, there's not a player within 20-30 feet of them from the three-point line, and they're just not hitting them.
Yeah,
they can't hit them.
Well, another game that's going to be interesting, I was just looking up because I had heard this somewhere that I think Providence's best player is a transfer portal guy by the name of Bryce Hopkins from Kentucky, and that's who they're playing. So that'll be an interesting one. That's like an 11-6 seed, I think. I like seeing those, and I'll typically pick the double-digit seed guys, you know, every once in a while, kind of sparingly. Again, I don't think there's been a 12-5 upset yet, but that's like the most common one. But if you go and look at how CBS, when they did their selection show, they had, you know, the percentages of when a 1 beats a 16, a 2 beats a 15. Basically, long story short, they've gotten it right with the seeding. You know, it's like the lower you go, the less chance that you are able to get a win. So it's that part of it. But I always love those little upsets there yeah. where you get like a 3-14.
It's what makes it fun. So there you go. That game's happening, and we'll keep you up to date on all of that. Meanwhile, we do have Mean Text coming up in less than 15 minutes.
I don't think so, Bob.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I think all the texters are too high.
They do. They're out there. They're on the weed.
They're staying home and watching the tournament.
Look, this is gracious what you're doing. You're making yourself the target so as to let Thumb and
no,
just,
I'm not.
You're sticking up for him, I think, is what you're doing indirectly.
Yeah.
You don't want them directing their anger at him. You're saying, bring it to you.
Just talking like I normally talk, Bob.
Okay.
It's true. I mean, I don't care if it's Friday, Monday, Tuesday. The texters are all high.
866-979-3776, powered by Mac and Jack's Brewing Company. So Mean Text coming up in less than 15
minutes. I
just
made myself a 16 seed.
Yes, you did. You're just trying to turn yourself into a victim here. So we'll unveil all of that coming up in less than 15 minutes. Meanwhile, Draymond Jones was on with Brock and Salk this morning talking about a few different things. And he's coming over from Denver. It was a disaster there last year for a lot of reasons. And he said he felt like there was just a lot of unnecessary drama happening while he was out there.
Keep it short. I mean, it was a lot more hectic than any of us probably wanted to be. I should really just speak for myself. It's probably more hectic than what I like it to be. There's too much going on. It's a lot of drama, unnecessary. Football didn't seem as important as it needed to be at one point. And that sucks because that's coming from a place that I really grew to appreciate.
It's kind of interesting, you know, that what happened there, the new coach comes in and then it's like he's trying to establish himself. But then also you've got a guy who comes in and Russell Wilson that kind of has this whole thing going. And, you know, he kind of knows what like he came to Denver with an idea of like he wanted to kind of run things his way. Mm-hmm. And now you're the new head coach, and then, you know, you try to, what are you going to do? Strong arm Russ and say, no, you can't have an office upstairs. And no, and not only that, you know, all these things seem like Russ is a jerk. He's not a jerk. He's a nice guy. He's a mm-hmm. nice kid. So, you know, I think it was very difficult there. And I think for a guy like Draymond Jones, he's probably sitting there going, what's going on here? I mean, he's out of the drama. He's on the defensive side, but
he's seeing it though. You're seeing the coach sort of relinquish play calling and taking it back. I mean, they had that going on. There were the O-line problems that we saw the backup quarterback yelling at the other players. Remember that on the sideline because they didn't help Russ up, I think, or something like that. He's yelling at the O-line. It was just, it just felt like it was all combusting. Like everything just went off the rails there.
So, yeah, and then they just got away from the whole thing of like the coach comes in and it's like, hey, this is my show. I'm the coach here, and we're going to run things the way I want to run things. And they just got away from that.
Well, and he talked about why, in his opinion, team chemistry is so important.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what people don't realize. Like, this is not Madden. You can't just plug pieces in and expect it to work. You got to have a trust, that bond, that built, and to just be able to work together is overly important. I mean, I got to like really, I want to play for the guy. That's what I'm playing for, the guy next to me. So if I don't feel like I know you, if I'm comfortable with you, it won't work out.
Like he says, it's not Madden.
Yeah,
this is not Madden.
I missed that the first time. That's good. Yeah, he's right. And the thing is, we talked about that with Schneider yesterday, and you know, I was like, hey, look, so you guys really do go and talk to the trainers and talk mm-hmm. to, and absolutely, that's part of it. And so you get an idea of what somebody is really all about, and you know, and if you couple that with the things that you see, and maybe the guy doesn't play hard all the time, it makes it pretty obvious. And you know, when a lot of people will sit there and say, yeah, why, how in the world can you not take that guy, or not, you know, but there's a reason, you know. Yeah. I mean, he might have some upside, but it's more than any other sport. It is the ultimate team game. You have to have everybody on the same page playing together.
I'm very curious to see how this goes with him here, with Draymond Jones. Just I think I was a little surprised by the rave review from Schlereth. He's usually a little more reserved, and when the trade was made, we asked him about each player, and probably the one he was least complimentary of was Noah Fant, who turned out to be the best player in that trade, just in terms of what they brought to the team. And Shelby Harris was fine. He wasn't great. He wasn't a difference maker. And then Drew didn't even play at all, so can't really grade him. But Noah Fant had a pretty solid season, third leading receiver on the team. And I just remember Schlereth going, yeah, I mean, he's athletic, but he's not really that guy. He just kind of was very lackluster praise of him at best.
Yeah.
But with Draymond Jones, he was like, hey, this is a guy that, you know, is ready to take that step and become a star, and is, you know, just sounded like he's really poised to be a guy who can be a splash guy, who can be a difference maker.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he will be, but yeah.
Just because it comes from Schlereth, he's probably high when he told us that.
Everybody's high. Everybody's on the weed, Dave.
No, I think, look, he is a different player, and I thought it was interesting to hear, once again, to hear that, you know, confirm that that was a guy that they wanted in the trade last year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Shelby Harris was, you know, was a good piece, but, you know, Draymond Jones had more upside, and it'll be interesting. He doesn't put up huge numbers, but like what I see, and, you know, generally, like you said, Mark Schlereth, people that know tend to praise him. So he'll probably, I think, by the time the whole thing's said and done, other than re-signing Geno and I guess Drew Locke, that's going to be your premier free agent signing.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Mean Text. You still have a few minutes to get them in. 866-979-3776, powered by Mac and Jack's Brewing Company. So as Dave said, if you're not too high and you can send them in, that'd be great. he seems to think nobody's capable. They're all compromised right now. They can't get it done. We'll see what comes up with Mean Text. Coming up next with Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710.
Today,
we honor the memory of our friend, John Clayton.
Hard to believe it's been a year. Man, we miss you, John.
Thank you, John, for all you've taught us.
We got to talk football. Football stays year-round, which is the great part about this game.
Professor, we love you, we miss you, and think about you every day at 4 o'clock.
John, you are a legend in the sports world, but more importantly, you are a legend here amongst your friends and family in Seattle, and we couldn't miss you more.
From all of us at Seattle Sports, we miss you, Professor.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking to sell your car but don't want all the hassle of trying to sell it yourself, Wayscar Ford and Auburn has a deal that no one else offers. They'll buy your car and pay you up front, but once they resell it, they'll share their profit with you 50-50. So shop around and compare for yourself, but you'll come down to the same conclusion so many other listeners have. If they can pay you as much or more than competitors and then split their profit with you when they resell it, why would you sell your car anywhere else? Only at Wayscar Ford and Auburn. That's WayscarFord.com. WayscarFord.com.
In order for small businesses to thrive, they need to be smart, efficient, agile, staying ahead of the market at every turn, and finding ways to do more with less. That's never been more important than it is right now. So for a limited time, Comcast Business is introducing Small Business Savings, a deal for companies across the country. When you call in now, you can get powerful internet for just $39 a month for 12 months. $39 a month. With no annual contract and a money-back guarantee. All on the largest, fastest, reliable network for small businesses. With the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. So if you're a small business owner, don't wait. Call and get started today. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Offer ends 3/21/23. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 50 megabits per second internet customers only. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Call or go online for details. After promo, regular rates apply.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with free two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/Viagra. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/Viagra.
Snoqualmie Casino presents Hotel California, the original Eagles tribute band, Saturday, April 8th. Get tickets now at snocasino.com, Seattle's closest Snoqualmie Casino.
If you've been in an auto accident, you have the right to take your vehicle to any repair facility. Accurate Auto Body has been family-owned and operated since 1994, and they work for you, not your insurance company. Your insurance company may not love them, but you will, because
we meet by accident, fixing every last bit. Accurate Auto Body.
While our hometown baseball team prepares for the season, it's time for you to start thinking about the spring and summer and getting into the best shape with the best equipment. Hey, Brock Huard here for Top Fitness and their Dream Home Gym event. With this event, buy more and save more, up to 20% off. Looking for something specific for your home gym? Well, you could save $1,000 on Precore TRM 211, 223, and the 243 treadmills. Save up to $800 on Precore Ellipticals as well. And let the Top Fitness experts design the perfect fitness room in your home with a free 3D layout and ask about professional delivery and assembly, because working out at home saves time, it's safe, and affordable too. And Top Fitness is the largest fitness equipment dealer with the largest selection of gym flooring. So go get it now. Go to one of the nearest locations and see how easy it is to have your own gym at home with their Dream Home Gym event. Top Fitness has locations in Tukwila, Tacoma, Linwood, and Bellevue, or visit topfitness.com for more info. That's Top Fitness, your best place for home fitness equipment.
From spring training to the last pitch of the season, Alaska Airlines is proud to fly Seattle Mariners fans to incredible destinations with the most nonstop flights from the West Coast. As fans, we know loyalty is important, so get rewarded for yours by joining Mileage Plan, the most generous loyalty program in the skies, and start earning and redeeming miles for travel to over 1,000 destinations worldwide through the One World Alliance. Ready for a great fare and amazing care in the air? Visit AlaskaAir.com to get going, and go Mariners!
Wyman and Bob.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
It is that time of week where we unveil all of the mean things you say to us throughout the week on the text line. It's always there for you. 866-979-3776. Powered by Mac and Jack's Brewing Company. Lefko, have you been able to look at some of the mean texts?
Yeah. And in true cruel mean text form, this game's going to end in the same amount of time our segment's
going to end. Neither of these teams have scored a point in like the last 10 minutes. It's been 54-53 forever.
Do you like that air ball from three-point land, Mike?
Perfectly fitting for this segment right now. All right, this is terrible radio. It's going to be bad if I just complain. So, all right, these are some good ones here. We were talking about Jalen Carter the other day, and the 425 says, cramping and breathing heavily. Sounds like Wyman every day from 2 to 7.
Oh.
Hey.
That's not bad.
I like that. That person obviously was not stoned.
The 360, not even a mean text, says, well, I'm not high or an idiot, Dave. At least not yet. Almost home from work.
I like that. There you go. That a fella.
Steve from Spokane says, happy St. Patrick's Day and Friday. Took 2 minutes to train my shepherd to go take a dump and whiz by saying, let's take a Wyman.
He liked that one.
Really? That's funny to you, Mike?
Look at he's laughing.
Really, Lefko?
You should appreciate poop humor.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Your team's losing by 2 points.
That's all I have to say, yeah. And now it's about to be three.
No, I also have Purdue winning it in one of my brackets.
I've got them.
I'm with you.
I don't have them winning at all, but I've got them certainly getting past Fairleigh Dickinson.
Well, I knew that Mike was not going to have them going past Memphis.
Do you have them losing in the next round?
To Memphis.
Yeah, if it wasn't actually truly psychotic, I would have picked them to lose this. But not even the most pessimistic of fans, thought that this could happen.
So you only have them losing or only winning one game.
It's not about how far they're going. It's about this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever going to happen. You can't lose this.
They're not going to lose.
All right.
They stink from three. They stink from three.
At this point, they go down five here, it's over.
I think they're like 4 of 24 from three or something like that. But anyway, all right.
253. Bob looks like he should have Dave's voice. Dave looks like he should have Bob's voice. Lefko makes sense. For Steve Urkel.
who was at Adam Ray's wedding, by the way. I was sitting next to Urkel. Yeah.
Oh, really? That's right.
Yeah, he's a good buddy of his. Yeah. Adam had to send a few. He again goes out after people not on the show, like Mike Salk. He said, Salk has the face of a guy who charges his fans to say hello to him when they see him come out at the juice bar at Curves.
Oh, that guy's mind. This is pretty good. I read this to you, Bob. This is well done. My Broncos may be dysfunctional mess, but they did win 3 Super Bowls after parting ways with Dave Wyman.
Oh.
It's true.
Wow.
Is there a connection there?
Yeah, nice work. They got rid of all the dead wood there and took off.
This one from Adam. Lefko just updated his resume. He added, can jump kick on cue, soft mime work, and tell stories with no endings at children's parties.
This guy says, if this doesn't sound right, blame it on Dave. See, Dave, you made me smoke it. F you. Have a great weekend.
208.
Instantly regret having read that one.
208 says, I accidentally clicked the video feed of the show. As my wife walks by, she says, oof, not what I expected.
Yeah, I respond to them going, that's not these. Clearly, she was talking about Dave.
Thanks, Bob.
Let's see. Brittany says, okay, longtime laugher, first time mean texter. Dave, you say we're all high, but the joke's on you. The high I have now is a greater height than you ever reached in your playing career. Boom, roasted.
Ooh.
And then says, Bob, I've heard about your softball prowess, and I'd invite you to play on our team, but we play on dirt, and I don't think they'd allow an exception for a germaphobe to play in a bubble. Sorry, we don't play on turf fields.
Come on, Bob gets all sweaty and, you know, in his karate practices and stuff like that. Right?
My karate.
907. After Bob has given reference to his age, it's fully understandable why he gets bugged so easy and talks about the weather so much.
Wait, what was the first part of that?
After you've given reference to your age.
Oh, did I?
This person says, okay. 907, it's fully understandable why you get bugged so easily and why you talk about the weather way too much.
Yeah, but Bob was like that when he was 16.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he was complaining about these things, what, 20 years ago?
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
206, I hate you guys because you never read the ones that come in at the last minute. Oh, wait, you're reading this. I love you guys.
Yeah, that is true. We got a few more.
You know, Mike, I got to say, everything that you said about the Purdue Boilermakers. Now, I did watch
the
championship game against Penn State. I did watch that, but this is exactly how you said it would go.
Well, this is the exact same way they lost to a 15 seed last year, too. So, here's coaching's the problem.
Lefko may look 17, but he's got the wit of a scientist and the body of a 67-year-old Filipino woman.
206 says, Wyman must have been high. All during those years, he thought he could still have a chance in the NFL.
All right. Okay, that's fine. What is this? Oh, Adam Ray. I'm currently writing.
Send them to you too? That's not.
Sorry?
Wow. He only sent them to you too. That's not nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm currently writing a movie. I'm going to cast Lefko as the guy who works the scary slide at the water park. He'll crush it. Kids coming through one after the other as Lefko tells them in Lefko voice, next, next, go ahead, next, wait, 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 and go ahead. Cool haircut, man. Next, next.
I like how he says in Lefko voice. You would think Lefko would have an easy voice to imitate, but I can't do it. I go into Clayton voice, but Adam's got it nailed. Even you agree with that, don't you? That he's kind of got your voice down.
I don't know what my voice actually sounds like.
You've never listened to any of your tapes?
I do, but I don't. Yeah, I'd have to listen back at the same time while listening to him.
Oh, I hate listening to myself. Yeah. I'll never, like, the replay hour on the way back. I'm on my. Yeah. I'm like, shut up! What are you doing? And I'm talking to Bob. No, I'm kidding. No, I can't stand listening to myself. Like, I'm just constantly like, what an idiot. Sheesh.
253 says, Pickle Mike, which is me, as we've discovered. Pickle Mike got the face of a dude that rode rollerblades to school every day with a cross-shoulder backpack covered in Dragon Ball Z stickers.
A cross-shoulder backpack? Is that the thing the Mariners
bag,
doing?
Yeah, the Mariners giving those away. No.
It's
thing, Friday.
It's the thing Divish.
Or the Divish first Friday game. So we'll be there. Friday, March 31st.
Buy one for Divish.
Dave is starting to look like the guy who stands outside of an AM/PM and asks people if he can guess their birthday by smelling their belly button. So weird.
Adam's high.
Well, that's probably more accurate. But
oh my goodness, this is unbelievable.
Still a minute left.
I know, Mike. You think it's bad radio? Fairly Dickinson is up by 5.
No, I don't think it's bad radio. I think it's
1 minute and 3 seconds.
They've gone even lower than I expected.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
All right.
This is historical.
Let's end the show. No. Yeah, like 2 more texts. 425. Just as Dave is nothing but a speed bump on the football field, so too is your show in the daily drive of my life.
Dave's a speed bump on the football field.
You said that.
Did I, said yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I said, it was like a battering ram or a stunt man, and then Bob goes, speed bump. I'm like, I said, whoa.
Well, it was more about a comment that you're going to do anything to make a tackle, so you'd turn yourself into a human speed bump if you had to.
Yeah, but speed bumps never slow anyone down. I go faster over speed bumps.
Do you catch air off of those things?
Maybe that was the case.
Okay. All right. It's good stuff by you guys. We do that if you're new to the program every single Friday. That's how we do things here. So you can text in throughout the week, 866-979. Your mic's still on there.
I'll see you guys in Arizona.
979-37.
See, I'm all out of sorts.
He's completely
out of sorts. Hey, the Mariners game's live tonight, by the way. That's what I was asking Brady. It's coming up at 6:30.
6:30 Mariner game. Right. But before that, it's been great catching up with all the former Seahawks for our Seahawks alumni series. And we talked to another great, Max Strong. He's going to join us when we return with Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710.